prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Radio. We have a short show today, but highly impactful and important discussions. During the first half hour, we're going to talk about the calcium channel. It looks like the discovery of the structural clues that regulate calcium in cells has been elucidated. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to address something that's very popular in society today, and it's vaping. Physicians' advice to patients on e-cigarettes reveals a large knowledge gap. We're going to get into that during the second half hour today here on Supreme Radio. Very, very important discussions. We talk about calcium channel activation on this show quite often when we talk about muscle contractions during resistance training. But the heart also is very, very dependent on these signals. My guest today is Dr. Madesh Muniswamy. How you doing, Dr. Muniswamy?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm very pleased to participate in your radio show today.
Great, great. You are professor of medical genetics and molecular biochemistry.
That is correct.
And over at, why can't I find the school that you're at? Temple University. Okay. Why this research? What questions needed to be answered?
Oh, that's a very marvelous question, actually. So let me start with some basic aspects of the mitochondria, so which we all talk about the mitochondria. So what I could say, the mitochondria are nothing but a rock, sponge, and a biological engine. So why do we say it's a rock? I'm going to explain later a little. And also why they function as a sponge, that also I'm going to tell. But we all know that mitochondria are biological engines because, like, if you think about the human biology system, most of the ATP, what we call it as energy, is coming from mitochondria, 99%. And rest are coming from a pathway called glycolysis. There you produce very minuscule amount of ATP, which is insufficient for us to function very effectively. For example, if you want to go for a sprint, so you need a mitochondria. But if you want to go for a walk, maybe your glycolysis is fine. So to drive this high energy production, the mitochondria reside many channels. One of them is a calcium channel, what we are interested and what we focus on, what we published right now. So, as I said, mitochondria are nothing but an electron circuit. So, if you think about the electrical lines, what we see positive as well as the negative charge which flows right in the cable, that's where we get the electricity. Similarly, mitochondria do have the same phenomena. So, what happens is that, like, when all these metabolites, what we eat, like fat, sugar, they all enter into the mitochondria in a small carbon moieties. When they enter the mitochondria, what they do, they drive this mitochondria to produce this chemical energy. We call it as ATP.
Right.
To drive this ATP production, you need a calcium and a magnesium, too. So first, let me talk about the calcium, how the calcium could get into the mitochondria. If you think about a mitochondrion, so let me define. So the mitochondrion word is derived from a Greek. Mito means thread, chondria means granules. Mm. So this was observed like over 100 years ago. Since then, we used various approaches to see whether the mitochondria, how they look like. When we try to zoom in, what we found, mitochondria have two membranes. So these electrons and the protons pumping happens between those two membranes.
Right.
When this food, whatever we eat, when they enter the mitochondria, so they transfer the electrons between the complexes. There are proteins that they call it as a respiratory chain complexes. That is evolutionarily conserved. Even if you go down to cyanobacteria, and if you look at human, these complexes exist, actually, because that is what is essential to transfer this food as an electrons. When these electrons are transferred between these complexes, the protons are pumped out. The protons accumulate in this between those two membranes, the mitochondria, what we call it as an intermembrane space. as these protons builds up in this grid, like in this intramembrane space, these protons will be used by a teeniest motor that also embedded in the mitochondrial membrane. That teeniest motor is called as a ATP synthase or ATPase. This motor was discovered like a few years ago, and then that person got a Nobel Prize. You could also see this motor, they rotate beautifully. So when they rotate, what they do, they go for a three rotations. To get into this 360 degree, each step, the small molecules, what we're talking about, like an inorganic phosphate, and then the small precursors, which is produces ATP called ADP, they bind, and then they undergo this ATP production. To drive this phenomena and to convert all these molecules, you need a calcium, because mitochondria contain several metabolic signals. So those metabolic signals are driven to produce this reducing equivalence in the system. So calcium is one of the cofactors which is essential to activate these enzymes in the system. If you do not have enough sufficient calcium in the mitochondria, then this electrons, whatever it flows between these complexes, will be reduced dramatically, and also these complexes will not be coupled very well. If the complexes are not coupled well, the electrons will be leaked out, because we all breathe oxygen. When we breathe this oxygen, 95% of the oxygen is consumed by mitochondria, nowhere mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. So this oxygen consumption, what we see, is basically when these electrons are leaked out, so this oxygen will grab these electrons that produce more toxic metabolites. So we wanted to prevent this one as well. If you produce this reactive oxygen species, that also drives this mitochondria to undergo malfunction. Uh-huh. When mitochondria gets damaged, the cell will be died. When cell dies, the organ failure happens. That also could evoke this aging phenomena.
So I want to ask you a question. So
sure.
in the case of cardiomyocytes and these
yeah.
muscles, the calcium
yeah.
channel has been implicated in overexcitatory effects, right? So if there's too much calcium
Absolutely.
Going in there, you have people that actually could have a malfunction of the heart, rhythm changes of the heart. And as a result of that, even mortality from an event. So
Absolutely.
The calcium channel has been well observed in heart function. So,
yep.
but you have discovered the way that the cell regulates this
exactly.
Calcium channel. So why, so is that so important? Are there people out there who, no matter what blood levels of calcium they have, these cells could pick up too much or too little?
Exactly. That's a beautiful question. Let me clarify here. So if you think about mitochondria, as I said in the beginning, mitochondria are sponge. So if the mitochondria doesn't take up this calcium, what happens? Your calcium will be floating in the cytosol. So when the calcium is floating in the cytosol, that could activate several proteins. Then what happens? That would evoke basically this muscle contraction, like you'll be dysregulating this muscle contraction. That we call it as excitation, contraction, coupling phenomena in both like your cardiomyocytes, or you talk about the skeletal muscle. Those are the two phenomena, very critical. So what happens, you would basically dysregulate this UC coupling phenomena. When you drive that, what happens? That means your mitochondria not grabbing any more calcium. Then your calcium rhythms, what we call it as a diastolic and a systolic phenomena of these calcium waves, will be disrupted. That's where you start seeing other like various disease phenotypes outcome like arrhythmogenesis, the myocardial damage, cardiac arrest, multiple things will be pop out later on.
So when we talk about calcium, we cannot ignore the fact that it's one of very important electrolytes that
yep.
all create the electrical charges in our body as a result. You know, calcium,
mm-hmm.
sodium, magnesium, potassium, chloride. I feel like I'm missing one. But
yep.
these are all responsible for the electrical charges that actually affect muscle fiber contractile events. So
yep.
when we're talking about calcium specifically here,
yep.
As it relates to the mitochondria,
yep.
I have read a study once that implicated alcohol, heavy alcohol intake, in causing
mm-hmm.
a dysfunction. So apparently, and I'm this in a layman's terms, the mitochondria
yep.
has these tendrils that reach out and bring things to it, And alcohol seems to cause too much calcium to enter the mitochondria and actually causes the mitochondria to malfunction and die.
Yes. So since you brought it up, and alcohol is one other story, you're absolutely right, actually. So that is another pathway which we published last year, where that is called mitochondrial calcium overload. When you try to overload the calcium which is coming through this channel, what we discovered, that is called MCU, mitochondrial calcium uniporter. That's a unidirectional way of sending the calcium from cytosol to the mitochondria. As I said, if you think about the mitochondria, this is an electron circuit, is it right? If
right.
you see the mitochondrial membrane potential, it's like a 3 to 4 order higher than the plasma membrane. If you look at the plasma membrane potential, which is 40 to 60 millivolts, like if you look at the mitochondria, that's minus 180 millivolts, which is 3 or 4 times higher than the plasma membrane. Since you create such a huge negative charge inside the matrix, this mitochondria suck up a lot of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you are buffering the calcium. You don't want the calcium to float in the cytosol. On the other hand, when the calcium keep going inside the mitochondrial matrix, this mitochondria, they undergo like a phenotypic changes. So that we call, like actually, it is normally if you look under the, any like a microscopes, the mitochondria look like a spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
But as you keep loading calcium more and more, over the time, a lot of solutes gets in there, a lot of channels gets opened, then it mitochondria becomes like a donut-like structure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the same spaghetti, like small, teeny, like a thread-like mitochondria to become like a donut.
Right.
If it becomes a donut, then what happens? They produce less energy. So eventually the mitochondria will rupture, and then the mitochondria will release all the toxic metabolites, which is accumulated in the matrix, that eventually could drive the cell death, that we call it as apoptosis or necrosis.
One other thing I want to address here, and then we'll get back into the research itself. And that is
yes.
that it's very well understood that people who suffer from insulin resistance, they have very,
yeah.
very high insulin levels.
Mm-hmm.
They also have very high other hormones like angiotensin-converting enzyme and such and such. That there's a phenomenon in people who are diabetic. They have very, very poor electrolyte transport into the cell. They can be getting lots of minerals in their diet, but the
yep.
cells don't seem to be able to get it. What role does insulin play in,
yep.
in the phenomenon of the calcium channel? And do we see this in this diseased population that a majority of the population today is insulin resistant? Do we see this growing, this
yep.
epidemic proportions?
So you brought up another fantastic question, actually. That's an amazing one, which we all go through. If you look at the populations, not only in America, if you go to the developing countries like India, China, and all, like many people are suffering with diabetes, is it right? That's mainly a type 2 diabetes. That is also nothing but an insulin resistance. So if you have even though your cells are producing enough insulin, it will be desensitized because the style of diet, what we consume, and the type of things like what we do, like other activities, like an exercise, which is all decreased nowadays in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in this case is that your mitochondria tend to decouple many signals. So not only this one, what we are actually, this is unpublished data we have in the lab right now, is that the mitochondria, which is like isolated from this kind of diabetes cases, those mitochondria are not efficiently transferring this calcium through this channel. The channel is getting modified, so that we call it as a post-translational modification. When you try to modify this channel function, your calcium will not be buffered efficiently. If they are not efficiently buffered, then what happens? Your energy production will be weakened. Even though our glucose level is elevated in the blood, it doesn't mean that your mitochondria are producing enough energy.
Right.
So that's the one thing. And then the other thing is, if you want to compare, like, let me bring some analogy here. It will be nicer too. For example, sometimes we call it as a couch potato. Somebody eats a lot of sugars, like chips, and watching maybe all the football games sitting on a couch. But if you think about somebody from Kenya, why those guys, they always win the gold medals, for example, in the marathon. If you look at their skeletal muscle, they're all well coupled. If you look at their energy production over this, like, a marathon running time, this almost sustained same level of ATP, whereas we also start the same speed. At the end, we lose the medal, but they win the medal. So this is all nothing but a calcium is coupled with this, all this metabolic signaling.
Interesting, interesting. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get back into the discussion of your research and better understand what you actually discovered and how we can leverage that moving forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This is pretty deep stuff, but it really is important, and I'll tell you why. I've always believed that if you do everything right in your life, you'll die from heart failure. That's what you'll pass in the middle of the night, a couple last beats, boom, boom, and you're done. And really, that's the way you want to go. You don't want to die of a chronic disease lingering in a nursing home or something like that. So it's important to understand how the heart functions. And calcium has been a major player in both the development of diseases and also optimal functioning of a healthy heart. We're talking right now with Dr. Madesh Muniswamy from Temple University. So the discovery of this this way that calcium is regulated, how specifically is it regulated, and how can we leverage that to help people have healthy hearts?
Oh, that's fair. Again, beautiful, actually. So we have been working on this field very aggressively to understand how this calcium uptake, this MCU complex, is decorated on the mitochondrial membrane. This MCU is a complex made up of a pore as well as both negative regulators that we call it as a gatekeepers, as well as the positive regulators, we can call it as an accelerator, because you want both of them to be present there. Otherwise, if you lack any one of them, then there will be a huge calcium surge into the mitochondria. Then the mitochondria will blow, and then mitochondria will fall apart. So to control this pore, that's gatekeeper, which we published it 3 years ago in a paper, the journal, this is a prestigious journal called Cell, where we showed that there's a protein called MCU1. What it does, it goes and binds with this MCU channel and prevents the calcium not to be taken up under resting state. Because, as I said, the mitochondria have such a huge membrane potential. If you take that membrane potential, you put the calcium concentration in such a very, very low, one could call it as a nanomolar calcium concentration, all the calcium to be sucked up by this mitochondria. So we don't want that to happen, because we won't have a normal signal in the cytosolic side. The cell can do their functions like a contractions or firing like in neurons. They can constantly transfer the signals like a presynaptic and postsynaptic signals. Even other bones, skeletal muscles, they all have to function properly. So if you lack this gatekeeper, this pore sucks up the calcium, and then the cells will be sensitized and they're prone to the death. So that's what we identified. When we deleted this gatekeeper, we saw the cells have gotten sick. And there are other patients, actually. Somebody has this mutations on this gatekeeper, tend to give a lot of clinical phenotypes on those patients. Actually, those patients also eventually leads to a fatal. So on the other hand, there's some aspects when this, as we brought it up, when the cardiomyocytes, when they constantly beat back and forth, during this beating, you need also an accelerator to facilitate this calcium clearance. So that also we discovered in my lab. We gave a name for the protein called MCUR1. MCUR1 means mitochondrial calcium unipolar regulator 1. So as the calcium level raises, this protein assembles this whole complex and facilitates more of a calcium buffering by mitochondria. And then slowly this calcium will be extruded through a different pathways. So these are the two components control this channel activity. That is very finely tuned by both metabolic signals as well as other environmental factors too.
Okay. This is a short answer question. Then I've got a long answer question after that.
Sure.
When we do blood work on people, the body does a really good job of managing calcium and potassium levels and so on. It keeps them, especially calcium, very, very narrow pathway. But this is not indicative of what's going on at a cellular level, is it not?
Absolutely, because it's very hard to see. Because if you look at the, let's say we collect the blood and we prepare the plasma and we check the calcium levels, there we are predicting our calcium level is pretty much 1 to 1.5 millimolar range.
Right.
So it's very hard to read from that, because there are multiple channels on the plasma membrane. What they do, they flux the calcium either both sides. You know what I mean? The calcium will be taken up, or calcium will be pumped out. Basically, this is what is like a homeostatic circuit. That will be maintained by the plasma membrane. But at the same time, the calcium is also essential to form the bone, is it right? To form this bone, you need a calcium. On the same time, you also need a phosphate.
Right.
This calcium phosphate is the one which is involved in the crystalline formation. Same thing, mitochondria do play a major role in this one. Similarly, if you think about the mitochondria, as the calcium enters, the phosphate also enters the mitochondria through a phosphate carrier. That also we discovered in my lab. So when the calcium and phosphate accumulates in the mitochondrial matrix side, this phosphate will be used for ATP synthesis. At the same time, the calcium can also precipitate the phosphate to form this amorphous product that's called apatite, which is like a calcium phosphate.
Uh-huh.
This mitochondrial amorphous, that is soluble phosphate, the calcium phosphate will be transferred to vesicles. Those vesicles will be come out of the cell extracellularly. That could facilitate this bone formation. So if you think about the senior people as well as the young people, this calcium phosphate formation is dramatically changed. The mitochondrial functions are like a drop from 70% to 30% when you look at the young and the old cases. So that's why, for example, when they have a fracture as they get older, this healing of this fracture is kind of getting
slow.
Difficult because your mitochondria are not producing enough calcium phosphate.
Okay, one last question, and we only have about 4 minutes to answer this, believe it or not.
Sure.
So we're focusing on calcium here.
Yes.
But what effects do potassium, magnesium, and especially sodium? Today, people are told eat very low sodium. There is some emerging research that says that that may not be a wise idea, even in the treatment of hypertension. They pay no attention to potassium intake and attention to magnesium intake. Most people eat artificial diets, boxes with ingredient lists on them. They're not eating whole foods. So what role does the lack of balance in all the other minerals play with what we see happening in calcium channels?
Absolutely. That's also a nice point, what you brought it up. You said as you brought it up, we should not stop taking the sodium, is it right? But if you exercise enough, you need a lot of sodium to be replenished in the system.
Right.
So your sodium has to be supplemented again. That's why you think about, let me compare myself actually. I go for every day 3 miles running. I try to run like a 10 to 11 miles per hour speed, 6 days a week. I want to make sure that my mitochondria are functioning properly.
Right.
The same thing, when you change this sodium concentration, mitochondria do not like it inside too, because there is an exchanger called sodium-calcium exchanger in the mitochondria. When you increase your sodium, the pump starts working very effectively. Then you start depleting this mitochondrial calcium. When you deplete the mitochondrial calcium more aggressively, then what happens? Your ATP production also drops.
Right, right.
So we don't want that to happen also.
Right.
So that's why you have to balance all the minerals in the system. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Even though, for example, as we get older, we go to the store, let's go get some minerals. We go to the vitamin shop, we pick up some vitamins, we pick up some minerals. But it's not only that one that I would say. The exercise is also very important. So that's how you can take care of your mitochondria so that we can live longer in a healthier way.
Right. No, I agree. Listen, this has been fascinating. Very, very good.
Yep.
What do you hope lay people and clinicians take away from your most recent research?
Oh, that's beautiful, actually. So that is what exactly we're planning for. If you look at our current study, what we published it, now we know the structure of this protein, and this calcium and magnesium can bind and regulate this activity. We can also design a small molecules like pills, where we can also control this regulation of this channel. Then we can also modulate accordingly as we get older. Maybe we should activate this channel, so this sponge function as well as the biological function will be enhanced so that we can keep this ATP production constant. At the same time, if somebody is suffering with some different disease models, where we can also halt this channel not to function so that we can rescue the patient, but later on we can bring the channel back to the normal function, I would say. Also, I'm pleased that my findings, what we have it, will have a major impact in the human mankind, maybe near future.
Interesting. Listen, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
And take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we're going to come back, we're going to start talking about vaping. There's a lot of people out there who vape. It went from e-cigarettes to vaping. I think it's a new phenomenon. But the bottom line is a lot of people that didn't even smoke before are vaping. So are doctors aware of the real dangers of vaping, and are they conveying this to their patients? Stay tuned.
Now, now the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We've all seen someone vaping, right? By now. I swear, I saw a guy on the street the other day. I'm not kidding when I say this. What he let out looked like he gave birth to a cumulonimbus cloud. I mean, it was just amazing. I couldn't get over the amount of vapor that came out when he exhaled. But this is everywhere today. There are people out there. In fact, when I'm in California working with Quest, they have commercials because they're trying to convince parents. I think they finally said 18 or older, but up till recently, you could be under 18 and still vape. And they were trying to tell parents not to let their kids vape and blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people go to their doctors to get information. Do the doctors know enough about vaping? Are they clear? We're going to talk to Dr. Judith Prochaska. How are you doing, Dr. Prochaska?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So what did you find? Why this study? Why, I mean, don't doctors all get their information from the same place?
They do, but unfortunately with e-cigarettes, there's not a lot of solid information out there. So there's a lot of advertising and marketing of these products, and they are widely available. But the extent of the research that's been done has been fairly limited. So we still don't know much about the safety and risks of these devices, and that's largely because they haven't been used for very long.
That's the American way, right? Don't we charge headlong into something, and then 50 years later we find out that it's the reason that all these other people died young. It's just silly, I know, but I'm being facetious.
Yes, it is. It's unfortunate. There is definitely a big market out there. So we wanted to see how doctors would practice in this kind of environment where there's a lot of ambiguity about what is safe and what's harmful. And there have been some studies, some surveys of doctors in terms of their attitudes, but we wanted to see what questions do patients have and then how are doctors responding clinically. And so we had this opportunity to observe patient and doctor interactions online.
How many people were in the cohort?
We had about 700 physicians responding, and we identified about 500 initial questions about e-cigarettes.
Very cool. So the first question has to be, you know, because most people are comparing the use of e-cigarettes to smoking their normal tobacco-laden cigarettes. And so I got to believe the first question is, you know, hey, doc, is this okay? Is this safe? Is this, you know, safer than regular cigarettes?
Right. That was a big question, and certainly they're going to be because there's few things that are as harmful as combustible cigarettes. Cigarettes that you burn and smoke, they will kill half of all long-term users. So getting away from that combustible byproduct, not having the carbon monoxide, is going to be a very good thing. But that doesn't translate to these then being safe to inhale repeatedly.
Yeah.
Over days and years.
So the analogy that comes to mind with me is like, look, is it safer to be shot by a 22 or a 38? No, you don't want to be shot in the first place. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't understand. Look, I smoked when I was a kid in high school, Newports of all cigarettes. But everybody smoked, and I wanted to learn how to smoke. I wanted to be part of the in crowd. But as soon as I grew a brain, I was like, this is disgusting, and it costs a lot of money. I'm not doing this anymore. And the analogy I give to people is if you're in a burning building and the room is filling with smoke, do you run out or do you go, oh, that's good stuff? Because basically what you're doing with your cigarette is the same thing. I mean, you're breathing in particulate matter that's a result of fire. And I just don't understand how people need to ask the question. What other questions were there on the questionnaire?
So another big one was, could these devices help me quit? So you're right. Mm. Tobacco is incredibly harmful, but it's a hard addiction for people to quit. And so could this be a tool for people to quit?
I can guess to the answer to that. No.
What?
Because you're addicted to the nicotine. You just changed the vehicle in which you're delivering it.
Yep. It's interesting. So the biggest concern or discrepancy that we saw in responses was that 3 of 4 doctors responding, they were positive on this theme. So they were supportive of e-cigarettes for quitting combustibles. And why that is, there's actually very few studies out there. There's only been 2 studies that are randomized controlled trials, which is the gold standard. And in those studies, the e-cigarettes with nicotine were no better than a placebo e-cigarette. And certainly a medication that was no better than a sugar pill would not get FDA approval to help people quit.
Well, so if you want to quit, get the patch. Because we know from a psychological standpoint, it's not just the nicotine that your brain is craving, but it's the actual ritual that you go through when you think about lighting a cigarette up. It's the same effect that when somebody who's hooked on a drug, when they think about copping, they're already getting high. They're excited. They're getting high. And then the drawing with your mouth. I mean, all these things send signals to the body that it's this whole big gestalt that you're addicted to. When you put a patch on, you don't think about it. Your brain is getting the nicotine it wants. It doesn't think about smoking anymore. Why not just go to the patch?
Mm-hmm. Right. And what you can also do is you can combine a patch with gum or lozenge. So the patch will give you a steady state delivery of nicotine throughout the day, And then you can add gum or lozenge if you have breakthrough cravings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question really of will e-cigarettes help? We need more research. And so those studies have not yet been done in the U.S. And some of that has been we need the companies to give data to the FDA to show that this indication can be tested. So right now we just don't know if these products will help people quit.
So when you started to look at the various physicians' answers, did you realize, you know, it's all over the board, or is there like two different camps? How did that work out?
Yeah, so what we found is about half of providers' responses presented a negative attitude towards e-cigarettes. About a third were neutral, and 20% were positive. So that is kind of all over the board. And then we saw some differences in attitude based on what kinds of questions were being asked. So if it was questions are these generally safe relative to combustibles, then they were more positive. Are these potential things that can help me quit? They were more positive. If there were questions about addiction, then they were more negative.
I mean, straighten me out here if I'm wrong, but inhaling anything other than air, unless you have, you know, you're on a nebulizer for a disease, inhaling anything is not smart. Am I wrong on this, or am I missing? Is there like some therapeutic, you know, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to leverage this kind of a thing going on here.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. And the problem is that there's often a misconception about what is being inhaled. I do some classes for youth, and we do one on e-cigarettes. And I've had students come up to me afterwards and say, well, isn't it just water vapor? So when you hear a vaping product and you think, oh, you know, maybe I bought one that doesn't have nicotine, you just think you're inhaling water vapor. Well, actually, the flavorants have chemicals. And so, again, we don't know what this repeat exposure of burning a chemical and having it go into the lung, and the lung, the area of the lung is about the size of a tennis court. And so that gets into those cells and gets up to the brain. And there are concerns that some of those flavorants are cytotoxic, so they do kill cells.
Yeah. Weren't meant to be inhaled. People, wake the heck up. It's like I saw an ad for one on Facebook the other day. It was called like Modique or something like that, and it said breathe flowers. And so their big thing is it's all natural, herbal, you know, marigold and stuff. And I'm thinking, are people that stupid? You're not supposed to breathe marigold. You're not supposed to end up in your lungs. That wasn't part of the 4.6 million years of evolutionary gifts that we were given, that we could inhale particles and be okay with it. It's why we had to get out of the ocean. You know what I mean? It's like, give me a break. I can't believe that people need to be told that this is not good. And it's not all water, isn't it? Isn't it glycerin and stuff like that they use? Vegetable glycerin and...
Right. And again, even though these might be some things that you might ingest through different products, this is different because it's being burned and then inhaled into the lungs. And so that's the concern. One of the chemicals that makes the buttery flavors of the e-cigarettes, like the vanillas, the custards, it's the same chemical that's used to make microwave popcorn.
Oh, my God. That's been shown. Listen, I was traveling back from Denver one day, and there was a guy behind me he had a cannula on and oxygen. He worked for some major flavor manufacturer. He worked on making the butter flavor for popcorn. And there was a class action lawsuit against the company because everybody who worked in that department developed all sorts of lung problems and cancer. I tell people, if you microwave popcorn, if you microwave something in a bag, first of all, someone needs to talk to you about that. But if you're microwaving popcorn and it's got the butter flavor and you open that bag up and waft that thing, go, oh, that smells so good, you're breathing something seriously toxic. I can't get over that. They let them put that on popcorn. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, I stopped using CanSee eye drops for about 3 months. I don't know what happened. We ran out. I got lazy. I didn't order it. Elisa kept saying, order it, order it, order it. And we pay for our supplements. Our sponsors don't give us anything for free. And so, all of a sudden, I'm working on my laptop at the kitchen table in the morning. I can't see. I'm thinking about putting on reading glasses. I'm like, oh, man, you know, what am I going to do? So I started using my CanSee. It's been about 3 weeks. I'm reading without reading glasses. I'm telling you, if you are suffering from presbyopia, which is the hardening of the crystalline lens of your eye, and you're having difficulty reading up close because you're getting that age bracket, and you're 40, 50, and so on, give this product a try. I guarantee you that you will see a difference in the quality of your vision quickly, within the first few weeks. Stuff is magic. Anyway, okay, back to the discussion at hand. So we're talking right now with Dr. Judith Prochaska, Associate Professor of Medicine over at Stanford Prevention Research Center. And, okay, so give me the really shocking stuff that you learned from this research. What were you really most surprised at?
That initial one where there was such a high endorsement of using the product for quitting smoking, that was notable. We also saw an increase in questions about e-cigarettes over time. So that there is interest here. I'll mention that these interactions, they were online and they were anonymous, postings by patients.
Cool.
It's called HealthTap as a website where you can have free consultations. And so that provided this opportunity to look at this. We also saw that the attitudes didn't differ by medical specialty. And we found that if the providers were more positive towards e-cigarettes, they were more likely to get a thanks from the patients. There's a way that you can hit a button to thank the patient. And so just interesting that there was a preference for more positive feedback from the doctors about e-cigarettes.
Yeah, tell people what they want to hear. you can become a politician, actually. Sorry about that. And what about asthma? I mean, we have a lot of people that have upper respiratory issues today, especially asthma. Is asthma made worse? Is it made better? And what do doctors think?
Not a lot of data there that I'm aware of, but there is definitely a concern about, the bronchial dilation and using these products if you do have asthma. The components that you get with the aerosol, it's nicotine typically is in there, propylene glycol, glycerin, and then these flavorants. And the flavorants, as I was mentioning, some of them have been shown to be cytotoxic, like flavors that are like cinnamon, the concern with the buttery flavoring. And that's actually called popcorn lung, what we were talking about with the microwavable popcorn. They actually termed it that because of the harms to the lungs among individuals who are working in these manufacturing plants of popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Isn't propylene glycol what they spray on airplane or jet wings to defrost them? If anybody who's listening to the show right now in front of their computer, could you Google propylene glycol and find out if it's used to de-ice the wings of, maybe it's propylene ethyl glycol. I could be wrong.
I think it is something different.
Yeah. But anyway. So it doesn't sound like the flavors, the whatever you want to call them, the additives have to be from natural sources, do they? Or do they have to be from natural sources?
Right now, it's still not known what's going into these products. The FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, just extended their ability. They exerted their ability to regulate e-cigarettes that started in August. But they're giving 2 years for the companies to put forward their documentation to show what's in their e-cigarette device and in the flavors or in the liquid, the e-liquid. And then they will have a year of review. So for now, there's still 3 more years before the public will understand what's in these products and that they will be regulated fully.
And e-cigarettes have evolved. When they first came out, they looked like little plastic cigarettes. They had a small cartridge that usually replaced, and the amount of vapor that they put out. When you exhaled, it looked like you were smoking a cigarette. It was, thin amount of what looked like smoke or vapor coming out of your mouth, but it would dissipate faster. It would actually disappear in the air as opposed to smoke, which lingers and just hangs there. But the new ones, they look like a pocket flute or instrument. It's a big handle on them and then a big long stem. And I watch people suck in and exhale. Like as they're driving their cars, and it literally looks like they're giving birth to clouds. These giant, in fact, the first time I saw that, it made me think, wow, the capacity of the lungs is really huge, isn't it? I never really saw a visual representation of the volume of what your lungs are until these people started vaping with these friggin', I don't know what you want to call them, chimney stacks. It's unbelievable. So really, the vaping devices have evolved as well, haven't they?
They have changed. So there are these cigalikes, which is what you're describing initially, and actually those are the biggest part of the market. And the tobacco companies, they control the market in e-cigarettes. They account for 85% of sales on e-cigarettes, and it is largely those cigalike devices. The concern with those devices is that they are effectively renormalizing smoking in public so that you see people using these devices, and it looks like a cigarette. And then the tank systems are what you're describing, which have that larger cloud volume. And you can actually build your own tank systems going to vape shops. Those are actually less prevalent, but they are, as you're saying, they do cause quite an attraction.
I just hope that 7-Eleven doesn't get in the business. They'll come out with the 64-ounce vape tank. You know, you wear it on your back and you'll have a hose going in your mouth. Well, this is, I got to tell you, I wanted to hear this because it is important. This is becoming part of society today. Everybody's vaping. People who didn't even smoke before are vaping. And that's why I think those companies that are putting all these healthy things in their vapor pens are going after. They're not going after. You know, when I was a kid, I'm 58 now. So when I was a kid, the head shops sold clove cigarettes. So all the people who were too cool to smoke regular cigarettes, they smoked clove cigarettes. Well, then we found out that clove, when you burn it, inhale it, can cause fibrosis of the lungs. So it's like, you know, one is a stupid idea. The other one's a stupid idea. The best idea is don't suck stuff into your lungs. That's not what they were made for. But I guess we need more research to prove that that's right, right?
Well, I know. I think you're on something. Definitely, you're definitely onto something about what.
No, and I'm also on something too, Dr. Prozaska. I've been observed of doing things that I can't talk about on the radio. So there you go.
The other thing I'll mention though is that you said that there are people who are using these devices that haven't smoked, and that's true. And so we are seeing that now that in the U.S. more teens are using e-cigarettes in the last month than are using tobacco. And there are also some studies showing that teens are moving from e-cigarettes over time to combustible cigarettes. So that is the big public health concern. If smokers use these devices and completely transfer over to e-cigarettes, that would be a good public health thing. But the reality is that these devices are advertised with very child-friendly flavors like cotton candy, gummy bears, Katy Perry cherry,
right.
And it is attracting our youth.
You know what's funny to me? So recently, in two different instances, the government created they wrote legislature that allowed them to go after supplement companies that introduce unregistered anabolic steroids just because they didn't exist. So there's a lot of really great companies out there. They're discovering, oh, this is an anabolic steroid, but because it's never been used before, there's no ban on it. Nothing's keeping us from selling it. So they enter the market for a while. And so the government saw this and they thought, you know, we need something where we can act quickly with these types of companies. So they rewrote the regulations for, I don't know if it was DSHEA or the Anabolic Steroid Protection Act. So that now when a company introduces something and it's clearly, like when you look at it from a molecular standpoint, it's a cholesterol-based hormone. It's definitely a hormone. And just because we haven't had it before, we're not going to let people sell it. They can just ban that, like just add it to the list overnight. We should have that power over the tobacco industry because they only do bad stuff. You know, so now they're going, oh, this is great. We don't have to advertise combustible tobacco cigarettes anymore. But vaping is cool, so we'll capture that market. And then the people who want to come over and smoke, they can smoke. The people who want to leave smoking, go vape, and we have everything. We need the ability to line item and say, no, you guys can't do that. We need more research. Hold off for 10 years before you introduce that.
Yeah, I mean, you make a great point. The FDA does now regulate tobacco. That started in 2010. There was the Family Tobacco Control Act signed in 2009. But it is a slow-going process, and there's a lot of litigation concerns behind it when you try to make a move against the tobacco company.
Very, very sad. Listen, Dr. Prochaska, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at
bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Since I don't have any other guests, I'm going to play DJ. I'm just going to play songs. How's that sound? Put your requests up on Facebook. Seriously, do we need research to tell us that vaping is a bad idea? I hope none of you out there do that. I really don't. I mean, it's just dumb. It's like, oh, it's just water. Well, you know what? You can drink a glass of water, but if you pour a glass of water into your lungs, you could drown. And people just will do whatever they have to do to convince themselves that their actions are healthy for them. And we see that people who drink too much alcohol. I mean, alcohol's not good for you. It's not. If it's good for you, then give it to your infant. Give it to your dog. Give it to your cat. It's good for them, too, if it's good for you. That's all I got today. I'm excited today because it's Thursday, which means it's Friday tomorrow, and I get to sit across from Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. She's got a ton of really good stories. We were talking about them today, and we're going to have some fun tomorrow. I'm sure I will be in rare form tomorrow. I hope you can tune in live. If you can't, there's always the podcast. And those of you who are listening live now, thank you for your continuous support to be the live audience. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.